We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
And Association. To be with you guys on a Super Tuesday. It is Offsides. It is in your. Begins right now. Awesome to be with you guys today. You know, listen, I feel like the us here at ESPN Upstate should probably pop our collars a little bit. Are people still doing that? Popping their collars? I think we should probably do that a little bit because I don't know. You know, I'm feeling kind of the money right now. I'm feeling like Rob Show's kind of the bomb. I feel like I would put our programming, sans sports, absolutely doing the right thing in a very key situation. Actually continues in the very next segment with Craig Hoffman. 0.7, the fan in Washington, D.C. He makes the picks for. What's in the next 30 days? I hear that Lonzo has observed the phenomenon known as Tiger King. We will see what he thinks about that. What positions in the NFL draft are the least risky to select? Plus, ladies and gentlemen, how has the network, the mothership, ESPN, been doing, in your opinion, at their station? How have the? What if I gave you the promotion to the president of ESPN? What changes would you make to their programming? Up until now, I have observed, have written down the guide on my TV guide in terms of what is doing for the next 3 days. We'll see if you can do better. In this segment, you just heard conclude his show on the Rob Brown Show. A new program on our station that we're very, very proud of, excited about.
If I were any better, I'd cancel my life insurance that I can't afford. Mark, thank you very much for asking, sir. Yeah, pleasure's
of
mine.
Of course.
I also want to point out that you have said pop our collars and use the phrase the bomb so far, so we're off to a very 90s start on the show.
Yeah, man, I'm running 90s all the way through. Are you saying these were not part of Twitter trending topics? How did I miss that?
I don't think Twitter was around the last time that someone intentionally popped a collar. No, sir.
Dude, I got to hear about the. I hated you for a moment last night as you posted this chicken broccoli casserole photo, and I did not have chicken broccoli casserole in front of me at the moment. It came from Stax's original. You know, Michael Stathakis, a P1 listener. I got to hear how it was, man. Let me just tell you one thing. I've had probably 12, 13 different things from Michael's restaurant, and each of every one of them has been what, Rob? It's been the bomb. Each and every one of them has been the bomb. How was the casserole last night?
Totally radical, bro. Entirely tubular. It was to about his stuff has had nothing but thumbs up reviews, but it was phenomenal. Like, I expected good, and it way flew past the mark. I got, as a matter of fact, I'm very happy. I got two orders of it. I was tweeting about it, and I had a couple of people that wrote me stuff like, hey, you know, save me a bite, like a couple of people from work and another friend of mine, save me a little bit. I want to try it. And then one of them bet me $10 that food wouldn't make it to Wednesday. And good news for them is I just got paid, so I got the $10 to go ahead and give them.
There you go, man. There you go. So do this, Rob. Why don't you and I throw as many 1990s phrases into this segment as we possibly can? Okay? You down? Is it all right?
No. I don't think home skillet was there. That phrase is not all that. But if you make it, dude, I'm gonna be hella angry until you talk to the hand.
Not.
Really? I have to jump in. But you guys go ahead.
Listen here. In my flyways here on Offsides with Mark Ryan, ESPN Upstate. And Lonzo, if you can give me that special cue that we have whenever you're ready, that would be phenomenal. That would be all that in a bag of chips.
Word. Lonzo,
it really would. It really would. The Carolina Panthers have done exactly the right thing with Cam Newton. He's high maintenance, he's beloved, and they let him go. You know, that I've had over the course of my career, right? In a few different stops that I've had, there are these older, always white sports radio show hosts that have been there forever. They all make six figures. Nobody can talk to any of them. The people don't like working with them, and they just stay there, and the management won't remove them because of the audience that they've accumulated over the years, and they don't accept any constructive criticism. They don't accept any changes to the show. The program director has no power to do anything with them, and it's a brutal situation. And I've been in multiple markets where that is most definitely the case, right? And so high-priced radio, veteran radio free agents, when they get the chance, when you hit an economic downturn, those are the first guys that stations let go. And whenever it happens, and I've seen this happen in Tampa, and I've seen this happen in Houston, and I've seen this happen in Atlanta, the people behind the scenes say, oh, my God, hallelujah. Oh, my God, hallelujah. Rob Brown, look, man, I know that Cam Newton is the most popular player in Carolina franchise history. But there's been this, you know, reticence here in our area of the Carolina Panthers to be real with the audience, real with their fans. They had to put out some bogus statement that we've given Cam permission to seek a trade. Come on, man, just say you're moving on. Just say, we, the Carolina Panthers, are moving on. We're turning the page. We wish Cam Newton the best. Don't fabricate something that isn't true. And now we're here. Now we're trying to figure out where Cam Newton's going to end up. Oh, is he going to end up in Chicago? Now they got Nick Foles. But there's the quarterback market, folks, is drying up. A lot of these teams that are getting their quarterbacks are going to do so in the upcoming NFL draft. Folks, it's starting to really, that well is running dry with Cam Newton right now. And Rob, as we look at this guy, and I think it's fair to admit, is it not, that Cam Newton was a mixed bag. He had great seasons. He had mediocre seasons. He did good things in the community. He did things that make you go, to stick with our 90s theme. I think he was a mixed bag, and I think Carolina did right by waving goodbye to him.
I'm not going to say that you're wrong. I am going to say that I think in 2020, the Panthers are going to go, crap, we should have let him ride out the Lisfranc surgery. I know that Cam is emotional. I know he can be a bit hot-headed. I know that he wears his heart on his sleeve. I don't have a problem with that. That doesn't bother me. And I'll tell you something else. I had Scott Fowler from the Charlotte Observer on last week to talk about this. And I asked him, I said, you know, down here where we are in the upstate, every time I've talked about Cam, it has been met with a feeling of the guy's too emotional. He's not really a team player. He's a me guy. And Scott Fowler of the Charlotte Observer said it is the exact opposite feeling up here. He said it is almost a bleak feeling around Charlotte that Cam has been let go, that he won't be here moving forward, that it's time to turn our eyes ahead to the next guy. So I think it's a very regional feeling, to be honest, based on my interaction with folks up there in the Charlotte area. I get where you're coming from, because the question is Cam going to be able to come back healthy from this Lisfranc surgery? Is Cam going to revert back to 2015 Cam? Or are we looking at a guy on the wrong side of 30 that maybe just doesn't have it anymore and has to adapt his game? I think Cam needed a change of scenery. I don't have any doubt about that. I also think Cam, and this happens, you and I have talked about athletes like this in the past, sometimes guys just need a fire lit underneath them. Sometimes you see guys go stagnant. You see them kind of stall out a little bit, and something has to happen, whether it's an injury or a coach around them gets fired or they get traded or worse, they get cut. And the Panthers, I think, did one thing to light a fire under Cam, which was put out that post about we've given him permission to go seek a trade. It doesn't matter whether that's true or not, Mark. What matters is whether or not Cam thinks it's true and the motivation he takes from it. He seemed peeved at the world after that. We've seen those Instagram videos of him working out where he has looked like a shredded Terminator getting ready to go play ball. I think whether or not the Panthers held it the wrong way or not, Cam Newton got that fire lit under his rear end that he needed. And wherever he ends up, I'm thinking with the Chargers, mainly because I think the top three quarterbacks, Burrow, Tua, and Herbert, are all going to be off the board by the time they roll around to a draft. I think they take him and they take a risk, and I think it's going to pay off. I think the Panthers are going to miss Cam Newton, to be honest with you.
So here's the thing. Carolina did handle it the wrong way. You don't come out and say we've given him permission to seek a trade when the reality is you've decided to move on. Just be real with folks. That is the only thing that I think they've done the wrong. They've made the wrong move on. Right? They're trying to limit the PR damage from letting go the most popular player ever. Right? And I understand why they do that. Rob, I've had the chance. I have a friend who speaks to NFL executives on the regular, and two different executives in the NFL told him that something is up with Cam Newton's arm, and it's been off for the last four seasons, right? And so this is why we say we don't know what Cam you're getting. We're starting to believe that the new normal for Cam is a very different Cam than what we've seen before. Now, we've all seen the San Diego Chargers listed as a possible landing spot for Cam. But if you actually look at Cam Newton versus Tyrod Taylor, right, since Cam's MVP season, last 46 starts. Let's take a look at this, shall we? Touchdowns to interception ratio. Cam Newton, 65 to 44. Tyrod Taylor, 54 to 20. Completion percentage. Cam Newton, 59.6. Tyrod Taylor, 61.6. Passer rating. Cam Newton, 82.6. Tyrod Taylor, 89.8. I'm not here to tell you that Tyrod Taylor is a world beater. Tyrod Taylor is that guy about which you feel if he's your starter, we need to go get a starter. But if he's your backup, you're saying we got the best backup in the league. That's who Tyrod Taylor is. But Rob, I'm here to tell you, brother, if Cam is mediocre today, Tyrod Taylor's mediocre as well. But Tyrod Taylor is a little bit better mediocre than Cam Newton is. And I think San Diego looks at that situation and says, we already have a mediocre quarterback, and our guy doesn't cause drama.
Yeah, the drama thing about Cam is I think his biggest weakness, right? Everybody sees Cam when he makes a mistake, go down to the end of the bench and put the towel over his head and kind of shut down and close out. I that doesn't bother me as much as it bothers a lot of others. There's this prevailing thought that to have a great quarterback, you got to have the guy that's always in the middle of the huddle and always yelling and always screaming and all that. Who doesn't do that? Tom Brady doesn't do that either. Tom Brady throws a pick. Tom Brady walks to the bench. He sits down. He puts his baseball cap on, and he goes into his computer, and he's by himself for a minute. Drew Brees does the same thing. So I think that gets overblown. I think people, for whatever reason, there's this desire to go in on athletes who have the audacity to have fun while they play a game. The arm thing there, I think, in all fairness and in respect, the arm thing is the only thing that concerns me, right? I'm not worried about Cam's character. I know when Cam is driven to play,
Rob,
Cam goes out there and kills
it. Two different executives in the NFL told my friend there's something up with his arm that happened 3 or 4 years ago, and he's not throwing the ball the same way, right? And he keeps having the surgeries on the shoulder. And what Cam are you getting? You saw the Instagram video. I see the Instagram video. I'm like, I'm signing that dude. He is 90s theme, hella strong, right? But I can't, I don't know what he's capable of on the field last year. And you know, watching this Carolina Panthers team for the first time this past season, you know, every game, Rob, the team got a fire lit under its ass when Kyle Allen went in. Kyle Allen, okay, won his first four games as a starter for the Panthers when Cam Newton was 0-2. So I get that Cam is pissed. I get that he's motivated. And I know the will is there. I'm just not sure at this point the way is.
All right, listen, if you're going to get excited about Kyle Allen, I'm going to say you're clowning, all right? Give me Cam. I'm about it. If we're going with the 90s thing still. Look, when it comes down to it, if you're telling me, and this, I will, listen, I also have my question marks, right? Because I would have thought that if Cam was 100%, Ron Rivera would have signed him in Washington the next day. Instead, Rivera says, I'll trade for Kyle Allen. The other one that question marks for me is the Bears. The Bears, after Cam Newton was readily available, we found out that the Bears had the opportunity to get Cam and instead chose Nick Foles, who got cut by Joe or got sent away from Jacksonville in favor of the Jaguar King, Gardner Minshew. So I agree with you. I have my questions about Cam. I would take the gamble, right? Because here's the thing. If I am San Diego, I got Tyrod Taylor there. Worst case scenario is I bring Cam in, Cam doesn't work out. I still got Tyrod Taylor. I've still got Taylor there to put in. I know that Cam's going to be quite the investment, but I have no problem giving Cam Newton a one-year deal, putting as much money as I can on incentives and clauses that he has to reach, and telling him, bro, you come back and you be 2015 Cam, you come out and play, no diggity. I got a huge contract for you coming down the road, but you got to come in here and prove it. And I think Cam Newton, as hungry as it is, and on top of that, Mark Ryan, with as few options as he has, because that's the other side of this coin, it's not like there's 10 or 11 teams knocking on Cam's door. There's one or two, and on top of that, he's also got Jameis Winston, a similar quarterback, with still a lot of people think after 5 years that Jameis still has upside if he can go find a coach that can actually coach him up or a stellar veteran quarterback to teach him, which is why I think I'd be interested to see if a place like New Orleans would land a Jameis Winston. The market for Cam is very small, so a team like the LA Chargers could say, here's the deal, man. We want to make you our starter. We want to bring you in and let you show that you can still be 2015 Cam Newton. But to do that, we can only cut you a one-year deal. We're going to make an incentive heavy. If you get it, we will make you one of the top three or four paid quarterbacks next year. If you don't, we move on. Is that fair to all parties? And I don't think Cam has a choice but to say yes at that right now.
Getting jiggy with the Cam Newton conversation. Are we here on Offsides, ESPN Upstate with Rob Brown? Listen to the Rob Brown Show. Weekdays right here on ESPN Upstate from noon to 3 p.m. Rob, thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Thanks for letting me be in your crib, bro. Cut it out.
Yeah, there you go. All right. Coming up next, folks, there's a guy by the name of Craig Hoffman. He works for 106.7 The Fan in Washington, D.C. He is going to continue our media mock draft, right? Mo Egger of ESPN Radio in Cincinnati joined us yesterday to make the first pick in our media mock draft for the Bengals. Let's see who Craig Hoffman selects for the Washington Redskins coming your way next. Right, and there's a special story with Craig, too, that I can't wait to share with you. That's coming your way next. This is Offsides with Mark and Lonzo right here on ESPN Upstate.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. Happy Super Tuesday, everybody. Great to be here with you. So I got to share an interesting story with you, and some of this I'm going to learn on the fly with you guys right now. So we're doing this media mock draft, right? And here's how it works. Based on the team that has each pick in the draft, I'm going to try to get a media member from that particular city, right? I don't know that I'll be successful 100% of the time. I do know that we had Mo Egger on yesterday. I do know that I've gotten Detroit's pick secured tomorrow, so I'm excited about that. But for D.C., I said, man, D.C., that city is not, it's not what I would say a strong suit for me in terms of my contacts there. So I reached out to a buddy of mine, a colleague of mine that I worked with in Houston, Paul Gallant. And I said, Paul, and he's now the morning show host in Seattle. I said, Paul, do you know anybody in D.C. that I could reach out to for this media mock draft? He sends me a contact for Craig Hoffman. Now, our industry's small. I know of Craig Hoffman because he does really, really good work, and I've seen his name mentioned in articles, and he does a really, really good job. So I go to call Craig, and I immediately notice that the area code is 864. And I'm like, what? I just called my buddy in Seattle and said, do you know somebody in D.C.? And he gives me the name and number for Craig Hoffman, and it says 864. Craig Hoffman from 106.7 The Fan in Washington, D.C. joins us right now on the line. Come to find out that our buddy Craig is from the Greenville area. Not only that, come to find out that our buddy Craig, his family lives still. His parents still live in the Greenville area. Not only that, but I came to find out, Lonzo, that his family lives on the same street that I live on. I'm mind blown. You make a call to Seattle, you end up on the same street you live on. Unbelievable. Craig Hoffman joins us right now for the media mock draft here on ESPN Upstate. Craig, how are you, man? Thanks for making the time. Fellow Greenvillian, hope you're doing well.
I am doing well. It is rather incredible. And, of course, that's all routed through Paul and I doing a show together at Syracuse.
Wow.
So
no way.
Turn
and by the way, that's all routed together from me being born in Syracuse. How about that?
There you go. Full circle. Full circle.
How about that?
That is wild.
So Craig grew up in this area. He went to Riverside. He said he used to live in Sugar Creek, but went to Riverside High School. Being new here, I didn't know Riverside, but I asked my producer before the segment, Craig, and he knows of it. So neither one of us knows about Sugar Creek, but we know Alonzo knows about Riverside High School. And great to welcome you back to the homeland here, Craig.
Yeah, it's one of the big subdivisions over there on the east side of town. So it's a lot of people over on that side of town, over by Riverside, Eastside High School. You know, that is areas people will know it. But cool to be on the station that is serving my hometown. So I appreciate you having me.
Yeah, Craig, it's great to have you on. So what are you doing with 106.7 The Fan?
So I've covered the Redskins full-time for the last 5 years, three of which with The Fan, and I've recently shifted a little bit into just a host role and doing some updates and things like that part-time, doing some other stuff up here in D.C., but being around that team the last couple of years has been certainly an interesting thing. It's been interesting as a Carolina guy, and my parents still have season tickets to the Panthers and go to 4 or 5 games a year. And so to watch Ron Rivera come up here and take over has been been very interesting. And guys like Thomas Davis coming into the building, or eventually coming into the building when people are allowed to go in buildings again. But, you know, it's that's kind of what I've been doing up here. And, you know, right now we're all watching from afar. So
we certainly
that's another interesting part to it.
Yes. We had on Mo Egger yesterday from Cincinnati to make
the By the way, Mo, very good friend of mine, great guy, because the world isn't small enough.
Unbelievable guy, yes. And he selected with the first pick, no surprise, Joe Burrow, quarterback out of LSU. We've got the ESPN Sounders here, Craig, ready to play. And ladies and gentlemen, the pick is in. With the second pick in the Offsides with Mark and Lonzo 2020 NFL Media Mock Draft, Craig Hoffman of 106.7 The Fan in Washington, D.C. selects
Chase Young, defensive end, Ohio State.
Chase Young is the pick. Chase Young is the pick, ladies and gentlemen. And so there you go. Craig, can you tell us why he is the pick? You know, we know Ron Rivera here in our area loves the defensive line. He's got some big uglies from Alabama up there doing great work. Now you add Chase Young to that mix. I remember watching this guy last year, Craig, and feeling to myself, he reminded me of Jadeveon Clowney at South Carolina. There are a select few guys that you can think of off the top of your head that were the most unblockable you've ever seen at the collegiate level, and Chase Young, for me, is in that category. What is Washington getting?
Without question, they're getting a freakish athlete. They're getting, frankly, Mark, the best player in the draft. Not that Burrow shouldn't go number one because quarterbacks are just that impactful on the game, but the best pure football player in this draft is Chase Young. He's 6'5". He's incredibly powerful. He's strong. He is explosive, but he's also bendy. He is the size, even bigger, actually, than a Jadeveon Clowney. He's just as big as Montez Sweat, who the Redskins took last year and is a physical freak amongst physical freaks, except for he's bendy like Von Miller. He has it literally all. It is insane to think that this package of attributes exists within one human being because he can do everything. He can even get out and cover a little bit in a 4-3 if you want to play him as a strong side linebacker off the ball. There are incredible options with him, but Kara is a pass rusher who is also dominant in the run game, a premier position and a premier player at a premier position.
He really is. So here's the thing. You know, the outside rep of the Washington Redskins is that Daniel Snyder can't have nice things. Basically, he gets his grubby paws and everything, and he ruins everything. So what is the perfect tonic for that? You get a stable coach who can come in, kind of level things out, kind of develop some consistency if Dan Snyder will give him that amount of rope. I don't know exactly, Craig, how Dan Snyder landed Ron Rivera. I think maybe Ron Rivera is a little bit too good for Dan Snyder, but he did. I think he's a perfect fit. Is the city feeling like this could be a potentially quick turnaround, or is there a feeling like it's going to take a few years here? Craig, are you with us?
We lost him.
Okay, looks like we lost Craig. If we can try to get him back, Lonzo, that would be great. I'd like to finish up with him. The other thing I want to ask Craig is this. You know, there is outside momentum for the Washington Redskins right now. You know, that people are wondering if they would fold the tent on Dwayne Haskins out of Ohio State that quickly, right? I mean, it's... In some mock drafts, you've seen the Washington Redskins linked to Tua Tagovailoa with the second overall pick in the draft. Now, you know, look, would that be unfair to Dwayne Haskins? Absolutely it would. Absolutely it would. And so Craig Hoffman joins us back right now. Craig, it's interesting to hear you describe Chase Young. I was going into how I don't know if Dan Snyder deserves the stability that Ron Rivera brings. And I don't know exactly how they landed him. I think Ron Rivera is a little bit outside of the Redskins league, given the way that organization has been run. But I do think Ron Rivera is a perfect fit there.
Yeah, I agree with that. You know, I think they needed a guy who is kind of is comfortable being all powerful within an organization. I think that's ultimately why Ron wanted to come here, is Dan Snyder sold him on a vision of a coach-centric approach where he is the most important person within the organization. He said, you're not married to anyone. You can do whatever you want. And Ron tested that pretty immediately because they wanted to keep Kevin O'Connell, the offensive coordinator, if they could, because they liked the relationship with Haskins and what he built. And, they didn't make Ron keep him. They allowed him eventually, when it seemed that their visions weren't the same for how they wanted to run their offense, to go to Scott Turner and hire him as the offensive coordinator. So it's been interesting to see that play out already. And, Dan, for all of his propensity to meddle right. over the years, was overly hands-off the last decade. He should have gotten his hands involved, removed Bruce Allen, and thrown him as far away as possible. And he didn't. He just let Bruce keep doing insane thing after insane thing. And if he does that with Ron and Ron makes better decisions, it can work here. But it really wasn't until, from the time they drafted RG3, which was definitely driven by Dan, to last year, the Haskins pick was definitely driven by Dan. Between those two quarterback decisions, which I think it's fair to say, yeah, an owner should have a say in who the franchise quarterback is if there's someone that they like, it's not completely unreasonable, then there wasn't a whole lot of meddling. Unfortunately, last year, part of the problem with Haskins was nobody on the football side thought they should have taken him that high. And then Bruce came in and was like, well, this is what we're doing. And he was doing it because he was trying to, just do whatever Dan wanted. But yeah, I think if Ron is empowered the way he seems to be, then it can actually work here. And he is the right person for the tone of this organization, which has been dysfunctional and a disaster really behind the scenes with a guy like Bruce Allen doing God knows what.
Craig Hoffman, Washington Redskins reporter and host for 106.7 The Fan in Washington, D.C., joining us as part of our media mock draft here on Offsides ESPN Upstate. Lastly, Craig, in a few mock drafts, we've seen people opine that Washington may consider a Tua Tagovailoa. Number one, boy, that would be a short leash on one Dwayne Haskins. But if you are sold that Tua is a much better player than what you got, I could understand making that move. Why do you ultimately feel they won't go down that road?
Yeah, there's a couple of reasons. One, I remember talking to someone in their scouting department, and their scouting department is still intact. So I remember talking to someone in their scouting department last year who wasn't a big Tua fan. So I feel pretty good saying that they're not as high on Tua as some other teams might be. Now, that could have changed and through the evaluation process, and maybe they talk to him or something. But and obviously, if Rivera loves him, then that changes the equation. But they honestly are not in love with Tua before he had a devastating hip injury, and that typically doesn't help your stock. So that's one on Tua. Two, I think that Chase is a generational type talent, and I don't think any of the other quarterbacks outside of Burrow are seen as that sure of things. If you knew that it was a sure thing, that's one thing, but I don't think Tua or Justin Herbert or anybody else in this draft not named Burrow is any more of a guarantee than Haskins. So why are you going to take reps away from Haskins, create controversy, yada, 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 and waste back-to-back picks when you have a generational talent potentially on the board? The other part of that, though, I will say is the way Tua Tagovailoa impacts their draft is if another team wants to give up Lord knows what for the chance to draft him at two. And that's a game changer. If a team is willing to offer three ones, and you have to listen, especially in a draft that is deep at positions you need. Like if you want to trade that back to five and take Isaiah Simmons, or you have the chance to get one of these tackles that is all world caliber, you have a chance, maybe even I've seen as late as like 12 to get Grant Delpit or Jerry Jeudy, guys that were being talked about as top five picks when they need a safety and they could use another playmaker opposite of Terry McLaurin, then I think you have to consider that. They're not one player away as sick as Chase Young is. And if you have the chance to get three really, really high level players, I think you have to consider that. For less than that, you probably take the great player in Chase Young. But I do think the looming presence of Tua does have an impact. It's just not going to be with them taking it.
Craig Hoffman, Washington Redskins reporter and host for 106.7 The Fan in Washington, D.C., and most importantly, the Upstate's own. Craig Hoffman. Craig, great to talk to you, bud. Thank you so much for making the time. All the best to you. Stay healthy, and have to bring on an upstate local on again here sometime soon, man. Thanks so much.
Yeah, let's find an excuse to do it anytime, Mark, and everybody stay safe down there. Miss it.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Craig Hoffman, 106.7 The Fan. Coming up next on the show, what is one thing you hope to accomplish in the next 30 days? We're all going to have a little bit more time on our hands, right? What's one thing you hope to complete, to finalize? We'll tackle that when Offsides continues right after this. We are ESPN Upstate. It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. Great to be here with you guys in a Super Tuesday edition of the show as we roll on. As is always the case, ladies and gentlemen, encourage, invite, welcome your participation to the show. 1-844-477-3776. That number again is 1-844-GSP-ESPN is the number. The text line is there for you at 71307. Just put ESPN in the body of your text and then rock that sexy body. You can get to us on Twitter, where our Twitter accounts are, at ESPN Upstate, at Mark Ryan on Air, that's M-A-R-C Ryan on Air, at Lonzo on Word, and finally, email the show, Mark Ryan, M-A-R-C Ryan, at ESPNUpstate.com. Joe Burrow 1, Chase Young 2, thus far chalk in the media mock draft, Lonzo, your boy going to the nation's capital.
Not really a surprise, and what a get that would be for Ron Rivera. And you're right, these are the kind of guys that he goes after, and he's going to be great on the edge or wherever he's playing. And are you really shocked it's gone chalk so far? I'm not.
No, but I do think the next pick is where it gets interesting, right? Because there's a feeling out there that you're going to have to be at 3 to get Tua. And so does Detroit want to take Tua? Is it time to say goodbye to the all overrated one, Matt Stafford, the guy that Lonzo loves, the guy that Patrick Brown loves? Or is Detroit going to trade out of that pick to someone who gives them an irrefutable offer, right? Is that going to happen here as we head towards the NFL draft? All right, folks, so I want to ask you guys a question. We all right now have a little bit extra time on our hands, right? There's no doubt about that. We're able to do things now that we weren't able to do, we couldn't find time to do earlier, right? We all have busy lives. We're all out and about when we're not in the middle of a freaking pandemic, right? So with that said, now that you guys, everybody's at home, everybody should be at home, right? What's one thing you hope to accomplish in the next 30 days, right? Because we've got this order from Donald Trump, President Trump, that we are going to adhere to the social distancing guidelines for the next 30 days. We have a pending announcement from Governor McMaster here in the state of South Carolina that's coming your way this afternoon. We will see what he has to say. But Lonzo, everybody's now got some extra time. This is a great time. You know, your wife calls it the honey-do list, right? Things that she wants you to do around the house. Lonzo takes off a week so he can do the honey-do list back at home, right? But what are some things that you guys want to get done in the next 30 days? 1-844-477-3776. Assuming you're at home and not working, or assuming you're at home and working, what are some things you need to get done, you hope to complete in the next 30 days? Lonzo, what do you got?
See, here's the problem with me, and you know this. I am essential, so I am at the building, and even if the stay-at-home order happens, I will still be at the building. So nothing's any different for me. I'm sorry, but that's I know that's not very interesting, but nothing's any different for me, so I'm going to accomplish probably the same amount of stuff that I usually do, which is not a whole lot.
I think your life, not a whole lot, he says. I think your life is the most unaffected of the current pandemic of anyone.
And why should I feel bad about that? Because I do feel a little bit bad about it. But you know, it is what it is. It's what I do and what I'm going to do. I can't
Listen,
help
I'm,
it.
I'm not going to knock you for being a homebody because home has always been my favorite place, man. I love being at home. But you live. Let's be honest. You live a bit in the boonies here, okay? You got a nice home in the middle of the woods. your life there is largely unaffected. And then if you're the guy still coming to work, then your life is unaffected as well. Lonzo, I want to read two books. I want to read two books, okay? These things called books, they still exist, believe it or not, folks. You can still read them. I'm told that there's even still a library in our office, in our area, Lonzo. I want to cook like a boss, all right? Like Emeril, all right? I want to become a better chef during this time period. And then for me, Lonzo, number three, I want to beat a video game. Now, Lonzo, you and I were playing Metal Gear, the Metal Gear game. I forget the name of it. Do you remember the name of that Metal Gear game?
I do not remember.
Yeah, we were playing Metal Gear last year, and I haven't beaten that one. And now I haven't beaten Red Dead Redemption 2, and I just started Fallout 4. So I have this awful habit right now of just starting games and never finishing them. But I'm into the Fallout 4. I'm into the different games, into the different vibes, into the different flows, and that's how we're gonna roll. I'm gonna read two books, man. I'm going to become a better cook, and I'm going to beat a video game, and that is what I'm going to do.
Are you going to keep us posted about what books you're actually reading, what game you beat, and what recipes that you've mastered? Because I'm curious.
Well, now I think you've held me accountable for this. So now I feel like I don't have a way out. Now I feel like you could check in with me in 2 weeks, and when I haven't done squat, I'm going to feel really bad.
But I can help you out here. As far as books go, you can read a couple comic books. You've read books. They're books, so they're not as lengthy as the books that you're talking about.
The word book is in the name.
Yes, it is. Hello. And as far as recipes go, just look at the back of the soup thing and add, like, chicken or something, and then you've mastered cooking. As far as video games goes, I can't help you there.
No, you can't. You can't. He offers help, but I don't want it, folks. So what do you guys hope to accomplish in the next 30 days? What's one thing, one goal you have, be it at home, be it in the shed? What's one thing you guys want to do in the next 30 days with your extra time? Let us know, and we'll share it on the air here on Offsides ESPN Upstate. Coming up next, it's not easy to get Lonzo to do anything out of the norm, but we successfully managed to get that to make that happen yesterday. We'll hear the firsthand account of that when Offsides continues right after this. We are ESPN Upstate. It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. Okay, so yesterday, Rob and I managed to bully and or peer pressure and all insert mean adjectives here, to get Lonzo to come around to the idea of watching Tiger King, the documentary on Netflix that is sweeping the nation, ladies and gentlemen. Lonzo, can I get the review?
Okay, first of all, the only reason why I watched it is because Vince Coakley asked me. Sorry, guys. You guys pressured me. He asked me really nicely. See, when you yell at me or you pressure me into something, I will not do it. But he asked me nicely, so I decided to watch it. You know, I could really stretch this out for another 45 seconds and would never have to give the review because we have so little time. But I will say this. Carol, I cannot stand because her voice sounds exactly like Hillary Clinton. And that's very annoying.
But you like her so much.
And I've dealt with PETA people on the air before, had arguments with them before, and she's typical of any of those. She's a hypocrite talking about our cats aren't in cages when they're showing them in cages. The guy in Myrtle Beach reminds me of a cross between a wrestler, Billy Gunn to be specific, and Jack Hanna. And I'm okay with him so far. And then as far as Joe Exotic goes, I mean, he's all right. I don't see why everyone's going crazy over this. It's okay. I was bored through a lot of it. It's just not my type of show. But I'll watch some more because you guys think it'll get better, and I don't. But we'll see.
Is Lonzo right? Is he wrong? We will tackle that. Plus, what are the safest positions to draft in the NFL draft? We will tackle that when Offsides with Mark and Lonzo continues. Right after this, we are ESPN Upstate.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.